Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Downtown Greens, our focus this morning. Sarah Perry, the executive director with Downtown Greens, is in. Sarah, it is great to see you this morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a very unusual show as we talk, and I'm talking, and you're pointing a phone at me, and you are Facebook Live-ing this.
We are Facebook Live-ing for the moment.
Until
my phone dies or something else.
It's very interesting.
Multimedia.
We did this again in the spring. Yes, you use everything.
We got everything going at once.
So I go by Downtown Greens just about every day. I see you sometimes going in and out of the building. I see activity there. We're going to talk about something really exciting with Downtown Greens in just a second, but business as usual this year.
I mean, we are about to start our youth program, so hopefully, fingers are crossed that everything stays on the up and up in the COVID world, that we can start our programming, but the garden is just going gangbusters. It's beautiful. We're getting our fall crops in and, getting a lot of volunteer days, which is really fun to see all the extra people in the garden.
For people who aren't aware, you're over there on Charles Street, the building with the big flower on it.
Exactly. So we're in the corner of Charles and Dixon Street. It's the south end of downtown Fredericksburg. So if you're going out of town on Dixon Street towards Dixon Pool and Mayfield, we're right at that last stoplight before you get out of town.
And when you come back, that's where you see the flower.
When
you're coming back into town.
Yeah, our building is 206 Charles Street. That's our headquarters building. It's got the big flower on the side.
For people who aren't aware of Downtown Greens, and I really wasn't until about a year and a half ago, talk about what you do, because there really is no place like it. You're on both sides of the street there, and really have a lot of things going on.
Yeah, so we have two gardens. We have 2.8 acres total of urban green space. We have a garden on behind the building side, so behind Charles Street, and then we have a garden across the street on the corner of Dixon and Princess Anne Streets. And it's a space that's open to the public from sunrise to sunset every single day of the year. And it's a place for anyone to come and enjoy being outside. And we also, in that space, host kids and teach them where food comes from and how to garden.
Are you doing bees this year? Because
we are doing bees, yes. Our bee guy, Mike Costa, has, I think we have three colonies at the moment. Three different colonies going, and hopefully they'll be strong enough for the winter to overwinter.
You have so many different things going on. I mean, I know that people in the garden space right behind the building there sometimes will come and have lunch, and you just have all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, we do. So the space is really, it's for everybody. So if you get out and you want a place to be outside for your lunch break, it's a great option. It's a great way to kind of watch the seasons go by. So a lot of us folks who live in the city don't necessarily have a big open space to walk around in. And so this is a place where you can walk around. And now we just have, there's a shop downtown, Wren and Sparrow, and they just installed a whole set of bird feeders in our garden that they're going to maintain. And so a new thing to do in the garden is go and watch some birds.
It's those kind of things. It really, like, in the heart of the city, it really is a little oasis that you've got there.
It is. It's beautiful. And we are so thankful for all the volunteer help that we get. We're a small organization. We love our volunteers, but our volunteers really help keep the place looking amazing. So thanks to all of you listeners out there. I know there are some out there who have come and volunteered to help us with the space.
And I guess you're still always looking for volunteers.
Always looking for volunteers. So every Saturday morning from 9 to 12, 9 to noon, you can come out and volunteer with our garden coordinator, Amanda McCreary. And also Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can also volunteer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see I always see the raised gardens, and I know that's been a project that really helps the community.
Yeah, so we have a section that is for our youth programming, so that's our education gardens, mm-hmm. and then there's another section that we call the Take What You Need Garden, and that is by the bus stop that's on our property on Dixon Street, mm-hmm. and actually there's a new thing going right up. There are a free fridge and pantry that's going to go up in October. We're really excited about that. But the Take What You Need Garden is open to the public to pick whatever they need when they need it. You don't have to wait for a farmer's market you don't have to wait for us to pick it. You can go and pick it yourself right there.
Has the weather helped that this year?
The weather has been great for our cherry tomatoes that we had there.
Yeah.
We had some squash vine borers this year in that garden. So our squash didn't do as well as we had hoped. The weather's been fine for gardens this year, actually. Yeah.
DowntownGreens.org, if you want to find out more about what we have been talking about, DowntownGreens.org. Sarah Perry is here, and there is some big, really exciting news involving Downtown Greens, and we're going to jump into that when we come back and tell you all about it, and still a great opportunity for the community to get involved in this, too. Sarah Perry with Downtown Greens, more on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
And the Ad Council.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Perry here with Downtown Greens, downtowngreens.org. The website, they're over on Charles Street, the corner there of Charles and Dixon. The house with the big flower is the home to Downtown Greens. Sarah, you have Downtown Greens right now. You're involved in a big project that has been going on now for quite some time, for several months anyway. And much to talk about here. Downtown Greens is growing.
Downtown
Literally.
Greens is growing, yes. So Downtown Greens is acquiring a piece of land in the industrial park that surrounds Brayhead Farm, which is on Tyler Street. So this piece mm-hmm. of land surrounds it. So to the left, as you're looking at the farm
okay.
and behind the farm, and it's 56 acres, and it includes farmland. It includes living wetlands and some beautiful mature trees. So this land has been for sale for a little bit, and we started looking at it in February. We've had the kind of in our plans, we have always kind of had in the back of our minds that, you know, eventually we would expand, mm-hmm. and this piece of property kind of, you know, came on our desk, and we started looking at it and talking about it, and it's a really exciting project.
It is a very exciting project because I know in the past we have talked about expanding, and you just always wondered where, at least in the city, where that would be.
Right. Well, this is actually in the city.
Yeah.
This is some of the last open space in the city, and that's what is so exciting about it because I guess land, if you're thinking about land and open space, it's much cheaper outside of the city. But then you talk about access problems. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to give city residents and people, urban dwellers, a chance and an opportunity to have some outdoor space, this is perfect. So That's why we're really focused on the city, in the city.
And 56 acres, you can do, you've done a lot with just the little bit you've got where you're at. Yeah. I can't imagine the kind of things that you're thinking about with 56 acres.
Well, Ted, what a great lead-in question or comment. We are basically going to be expanding on everything that we're already doing and have been doing for 25 years. So the three things that we're really focusing on are accessible green space. So we're creating additional space for folks to be outside and enjoy nature and learn from nature. Teaching kids where food comes from. So we are going to expand on that and go to the next level. So this would be, so our plan is an agricultural training center that really goes beyond the age limits that we've had to keep on our smaller property.
Yeah.
And really getting young people into the agriculture industry and providing access points. And I want to talk about that a lot later, but I'll just go through the three right now just to be, you know, on the right page. But and then the third thing is nature-based learning. So so partnering with different schools to get kids on field trips out to the land. It's a living wetlands, so, you know, there's mm-hmm. lots to study and research there. So not just grade schools, but also the University of Mary Washington and other, you know, local colleges and schools. So that's kind of what we're doing. So we already do all of that on our property that we're at now. And no, we're not going to get rid of our property that we're on now.
I didn't think so.
Some people have been asking that. Are we selling that so we can buy this bigger piece? No. We are there. We love what we do, where we are. And it's very unique. And we're not trying to replicate that. We're trying to expand on that and do a whole new, you know, group of things that we just can't do in our smaller space.
I never even considered that because, like you say, it is so unique what you're able to do there at the corner, both right where the office is and when you go across the street, and there's nothing like it.
Right, and the placement is just, it's magical where we actually are. So this green space, it's right beside Hazel Hill Apartments, which is a, you know, 140 apartments that, you know, people don't have a lawn. So this is their space to be outside. And it's right by the CVHC, Central Virginia Housing Coalition building, which also is an apartment building with no, you know, outdoor space. So this is perfect for everybody to have a space outside.
Wouldn't that be sad if that had been sold and had, you just think of what could be there, and that would just be so.
I know
be
exactly.
Sad.
I know exactly what could be there. 18 townhouses could be on that corner of Dixon and Princess Anne Street.
They would.
There were plans for that, and that was going to happen actually. But Lisa Beaver and Laura Shepherd, all those years ago, went to that auction that was happening, and had gone around to all of the neighborhood and donors, and just said, "Hey, you know, this could happen, but we need your help to make it not happen, and to leave this space open and green for the community." And the community listened, and they turned out, and that's how we have the upper garden that's there now.
So. And isn't it interesting, Sarah, that it's sort of happening again?
It is.
You've always told that story of how that happened. Now there's going to be the story where Sarah Perry said ...
Well, I don't need my name in it, but I just need to know that Downtown Greens did this big thing to save this big piece of land and turn it into something really, really special.
It is. So. What as far as we'll circle back around and talk again about access points and things, but what needs to be done right now? What are you looking at right now? Because whenever you start, when you're talking about purchases and things like that, you've got deadlines and things that have to be met and money that has to be paid.
Yeah, exactly. So we are under contract for this land. So that means we have signed a contract. We've come up with a deal with the landowner to purchase this. Our closing is November 1st. And by November 1st, for Downtown Greens to move forward, we need to raise $750,000. Okay. And so that is a portion of what the property costs. And that includes our down payment and a cushion. And that's what we need to move forward. So we are asking for support from the community to help make this happen. We have $300,000 pledged so far for this project. And we're really just reaching out to the entire community to help make this happen.
And the best way then to get in touch with you is what, to go to the website?
So if you want more information, all of the things that I'm talking about are on our website, www.downtowngreens.org/buffer, B-U-F-F-E-R. And that's how you will get to all the information about this new land acquisition project.
I am sure that this is something, I mean, this is... when this came up and you all started looking at this is one of those once in a lifetime kind of deals, because like you say, there's not 56 acres like this in the city left.
No, there is not. So downtown Fredericksburg is 10 square miles, and somehow there's 56 acres of land that's open, that's not developed, and that is just so beautiful and diverse in space. It's just beautiful. It is beautiful. I really hope that folks can come out and see it at some point.
Well, and just the fact that you're talking about this, just the fact that you've got wetlands involved in this, just as you described it, it's perfect for what you're doing and the kind of programs you do, especially the programs with the kids.
Anybody who's interested in seeing, so I can't show you except for if you're watching on Facebook Live, because I did figure that out. I got the live stream going again. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can see me talking about this. But the plans include, so there's a whole space in the kind of wetlands treed area that's going to just be paths and completely accessible to the public. So you don't have to pay to get in. It's going to be really a space that you can come and enjoy. And then there's spaces up towards Tyler Street, which is towards the top of the property, that are going to be reserved for our agricultural program. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. So you can see maps of this if you go to that www.downtowngreens.org/buffer. There's a whole prospectus kind of packet that you can download, and it also includes a pledge form. So if you're interested in pledging or being a part of this project in a financial way, we would be so delighted to have you we're going to do this as a community. This is as the community that this is going to happen.
That's what, in downtown, that's what really fits into what you do. Everything you do is about community. It's more than just to say it's community green space. It really is community.
It really is. It really is. And we couldn't do anything that we're doing now, or anything that we've done in the past 25 years without the really supportive community that we have. So,
well, you just held that up a second ago. The map. I didn't realize. I saw that one of the things you have an arrow to is a camping area.
Yeah. So there's a space that's open that's not, doesn't have trees on it. It's a little bit wet, so we're not sure if it's the best camping area. But our vision there is really to give young people from the city who may not have any camping experience a chance to do some overnight camping outside.
Imagine how excited you all must be. Your staff there, and just to think about this, because you've done great things on the space you have, but to be able to provide this for the whole community is just almost breathtaking.
Well, we have a great staff that's very imaginative and very hardworking, and we have an amazing board of directors that that group has just really blossomed, especially in this working and talking about this project. So we're all very, very excited, and luckily we have an amazing board to help make it happen.
So between now and
November
1st, it's about $450,000 is needed,
more
or less.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which you'd like to be able to do that, get that taken care of really soon, and not be at the 27th of October and sweating it out. And that's why get involved in this right now.
Yeah. Yes. We'd love to have you get involved. We have actually some sessions if you're interested in knowing more and talking to us in person.
Mm-hmm.
We have some in-person events where you can stop by, you can bring your check, you can get some more information from us, you can see some of these visuals. Every Friday night at the Red Dragon Brewery, which is 1419 Princess Anne Street, from 5 to 8 p.m. We are there, set up camp. As you walk in to the right, we have a little, display set up. And you can come by. That's all the Fridays in September. We haven't scheduled October yet, so we got a couple more left this month. But that's a great place to come by for extra information. And it's just a drop-in. It's not like we're going to sit there and timeshare you for 3 hours.
Right. Yes.
But we will answer as many questions as we can and show you all of the plans. And then we have a couple other things coming up. Mason Dixon Cafe at 2100 Princess Anne Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there this Saturday for brunch. So 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come by and get some brunch, and 10% of all food sales are going to go to this project.
Okay.
So you can eat well and support the project. And then also they're going to have a signature cocktail that will have ingredients from Downtown Greens Garden. And that proceeds from that also go to Downtown Greens expansion project. So if you like to eat, Mason Dixon really brings it in terms of food. They've got some great food over there. So come on, have some brunch and help us out.
And what really is exciting, you can't say it enough, is this really is, it's such a great opportunity. It's such a unique opportunity. And you can really be part of really the history of Downtown Greens.
And the history of this city, honestly, because if a landowner is to get this, and they don't necessarily put a parking lot on it, but they don't conserve it, then the next landowner who gets it might put a parking lot on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we plan to do is conserve it forever. So we want to put it in a conservation easement. We want to make it so that it's always green forever and ever. And so, a lot of people have said, oh, this reminds me of Central Park in New York. And somebody way back decided to preserve that green space.
Yep.
And now how much richer is that city for that space?
Yeah. Yeah. Just so many things just go through your head about what it can look like and what it can be like. Downtown Greens and the expansion project. All the times we've done Downtown Greens shows and videos and things, it's always been Downtown Greens. I never thought we'd be talking about Downtown Greens, the expansion project.
I know.
But that's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
Sarah Perry is here, downtowngreens.org/buffer, to find out about all of this. When we come back, we'll break this out and talk kind of in specifics about what you've got planned, Sarah, because this is really cool stuff. downtowngreens.org/buffer. Sarah Perry here with Downtown Greens. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Perry here this morning with Downtown Greens. She's the executive director, downtowngreens.org/buffer, information on the expansion project. You talked about a few minutes ago, Sarah, just about an agricultural center, which just sounds so incredibly cool. And knowing your passion for those kind of things, I would guess is really something that's one of your focuses of all this.
Well, personally, this is one of my favorite parts of this project. So let me just back up and talk about the problem. The problem is that the average age of a farmer in America is 60 years old, which is a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem for our food system. And as young people, you know, are not taking over their family farms, and the family farms are being sold off, we're losing that, you know, small farmer kind of food system that had been, you know, carrying us for these years. So the project really is to get young people into the industry. And so what do most people, like, if you have a vision of a farmer, it's dirty, poor, you know, old, white man.
Getting
right?
up early at 5:30 in the morning.
Hardworking, yeah. Super hardworking, you know, backbreaking work. But really, in the modern agriculture industry, a lot of that is not true anymore. Hmm. And so the whole idea is to really open up eyes to all of the new technologies that young people might be more interested in getting into. So this training center would be for 15 to 25 year olds. So this is something you could do in high school. You could, instead of going, this is a trade that you could choose instead of going to shop class or culinary arts, you could go to, you know, agriculture, and basically teaching not just the hands in the dirt portions of the agriculture industry, but also the marketing part, the kind of the new technology. So indoor growing and the plumbing and the HVAC systems that go along with that, talking about kind of the new digital technologies that farmers are able to use by, you know, putting sensors in the farm space, being able to get alerts when, you know, water is needed or certain nutrients. There are all these new technologies that we want to open the eyes of folks to. And as they might come in for the digital technologies, but while they're there, they'll learn about hands in the dirt farming and learn how to grow a tomato and the nutrients and soil structures and everything that goes along with that. So basically just really providing a holistic view of the agriculture industry.
Mm. And those are the kinds of things, Sarah, that you when you talk to some of the agriculture areas around here, the farms and all, that they are dealing with now, and to be able to learn that here and learn it as a student, wow.
And to get young people into the industry, because right now young people are not getting into the industry, and especially in urban areas, because a lot of young people in urban areas don't have that, you know, that farm family history to even know about. So there's no access point there. There's no access point into the agriculture industry. So this would be a way to provide access points for, you know, all kinds of, you know, urban students to have an access into the industry.
Yeah, and just something that's not necessarily available, like what you're able to do.
Right. It is not available currently. So I think in schools, most schools have FFA programs, or some schools do. And that's a great program. It's more livestock and kind of big farms, combines, and mm-hmm. you know, large fields of soybeans and kind of that kind of crop. But we really want to talk about, you know, how can you be a successful farmer in a niche market, or what is the market what is the market demanding in your area? What can you go into that's gonna meet that demand?
I can see why you're excited about this. There's just the possibilities. As you showed the map a little bit earlier of all the various components that you're going to be able to use on this, it really will be just a tremendous resource.
It will, and we've been collaborating with Michael Carter Jr. When we first walked this land and saw the agricultural space and saw the wooded area, we're not farmers at Downtown Greens. That's not what we do. Mm-hmm. We are more about bringing community together and to accomplish things. So I reached out to Michael Carter Jr., who is an 11th generation farmer, black farmer in Orange County. And he's got Carter Farms. It's a really amazing farm. If you want to look them up, they're great. It's in Orange, and he's the fifth generation on his particular family farm. But he was talking about how he was interested in getting young people into the agriculture industry. He's got four boys, and he's very interested in getting young people into the industry. Mm-hmm. And that's when we started talking about this center. And so he's a collaborator, and he's a partner of ours, and he's just been integral in this part of this plan. So I wanted to definitely shout out his farm and shout out him as a collaborator.
Someone has texted in a question that I will ask. It's an interesting question, and the question was, what would it take to buy the land outright?
We are not allowed to talk about our contract, unfortunately.
Okay.
But if that person wants to come to me directly, I can say it to you by yourself.
Yeah.
I will say that it has gotten out the number that we are contracted to pay. So if you do some research, you might be able to find it.
Okay, yeah. But if they want to find out that, just contact
yeah,
you
please
personally.
Contact me, and we can let's talk about it.
No, I get it. No, I don't want you to say anything that you shouldn't say, because this is all...
I did learn that, actually, so I'm gonna be safer than sorry.
I would do that
at this point.
if you want to do that, just get a hold of Sarah, and you can
yes,
find out
please.
All that information. Just go to downtowngreens.org.
Thanks for the question, though. It's a great question.
Yeah. No. Yeah. As soon as it popped up there, I thought, well, that's interesting, and you never know who's looking at things and those kind of things. So talk to Sarah if you've got ideas. Again, we're talking about the Downtown Greens expansion project. Sarah Perry here, the executive director with Downtown Greens. $750,000 needed by November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next big sort of the...
That's the next big deadline.
That's the next stop we've got here.
Yes. So we're almost halfway there. And we're just... we're trying to get the word out about this and let people know how important this is for the area. Because really... This space, if we don't get it, it's gonna become a parking lot and a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in that area. It's an industrial zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens there. So
when this first came up, and I guess it was in the spring, is right after you and Janet from Downtown Greens were in early part of the year, and it was a little bit after that that I remember seeing this and knowing that area. I just thought, this is made. This has Downtown Greens. I could just picture the sign there and everything. It's perfect.
Yeah, it is. And we're, my first time driving in that area and seeing Brayhead Farm, mm-hmm. which is right there,
yeah.
in the middle of all of these warehouses and the recycling center and Norfleet and all of the industrial. It was just very bizarre to just drive through there and see this barn pop up in the middle with all these fields. And now I just think it's so special and so amazing that that's there. And I can't imagine that not being there. So we are not, just to be clear, we are not purchasing Brayhead Farm. Brayhead Farm is about 20 acres, and it's if you're looking at my visual, it's the land that we are purchasing is around that Brayhead Farm rectangle. So it's surrounding the farm. But we hope to partner with the farm also. We don't want to see it go away. We don't want to see that land go away.
Now, and I had not even put together the fact that when you think about how Downtown Greens, where you're at right now on Charles Street, how that all came together and how this is just eerily similar in some ways. It's really exciting.
It is. And that space would have been houses. Yeah. The upper garden would have been townhouses. And we're in the same space. Years later, 25 years later, 20 years later,
yep.
I guess.
Great opportunity. 56 acres, downtowngreens.org/buffer. Sarah Perry here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Sarah Perry here this morning with Downtown Greens, and we're talking about the expansion project, downtowngreens.org/buffer. One of the things we haven't talked about, Sarah, and it'll be we can talk about maybe even more so in another show, but just the fact that you're getting kids outside, you're getting them away from small screens. There are just so many things about Downtown Greens and so many things about this expansion project.
Yeah, so we all know that outside time and, time outside is important for us humans. But really, it's so important for kids. And there's so many things that being outside does for a kid. It calms them, reduces ADHD, improves mood, increases physical activity. There's just so many ways that being outside is important, reasons that being outside is important. And that's really a cornerstone of what we do at Downtown Greens, is we have that space that everybody is welcome in at any time during the day. And we love to see kids in the garden climbing trees and playing around, running around. So that's our new space. We'll have paths and different ways you can discover the wetlands area. So we're really excited about that part.
Making memories and just also learning things about the outdoors and as you described, educating future farmers.
Yes, definitely.
So you've got, if people want to find out more information, Fridays this month at Red Dragon Brewery on Friday nights, 5 to 8, you have information sessions.
Yeah, so these are drop-in sessions from 5 to 8, Red Dragon Brewery. It's 1419 Princess Anne Street. And as with all of our little events that we have, or little, info sessions, just for showing up, you get your name put in the drawing for a jar of honey. If you bring a friend, you get your name in the drawing for a jar of honey a second time.
Okay.
And if you make a donation, or if you've already made a donation, or if you make a pledge, you get your name in there a third time. So this is honey from our beehives that we were talking about earlier. And we don't sell this honey. And so it's really special to us. And this is a way that you can get some. It's very good too, by the way.
So that you do that Friday nights the rest of this month, and November 1st, $750,000 is needed. That's sort of the next toll booth you've got to go through in this great adventure.
That's right. November 1st. So please be in touch if you know somebody who needs to talk to us. We'd love to talk. We're here. And you can contact us through our Facebook. You can email us at downtowngreens@gmail.com. We're here.
This land's over by the industrial park. It's right nearby. It really couldn't be a more perfect site just because of all the various, whether it's wetlands and just the topography of that area, that the things that you're going to be able to do with that land. Just in the fact that you're going after it is what's exciting, just because you've proven over the years what you've done on just your little the little plot of land you have. And I just can't imagine all the various things and the various ideas. We have just hardly talked about anything this morning that I'm sure that you all have talked about we can do this, we can do that.
Yeah, there are lots of plans. There's so many plans, so many ideas. And we're not done with our current spot either, just yeah. By the way. It's constantly changing and evolving. This year we put in a grill because our neighbors were interested in grilling and they don't have that capability on their space, so we have a little outdoor kind of camp grill.
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, we just installed it this year. Also our neighbors had to walk really far around the fence to get into the garden, and so we talked to the Hazel Hill management and got a cut in the fence and a gate so that there's another entry point into the garden for folks, so that's been really wonderful. We've seen a huge influx of people in the garden because of that. We're always making these new improvements to make the space more accessible, make it more community oriented. So yeah, we're not done here, but we're also working on this new project.
And this new project is just terrific. downtowngreens.org/buffer for all the information, how you can get involved, how you can get involved financially, because that's what's really needed at the moment. downtowngreens.org/buffer. Sarah Perry, thank you for coming in. We will do this again very soon and keep the community informed on how they can get involved.
Yes, we'd love to be back. I would love to be back, and I'll bring my friends.
We'll do it. We will do it by sometime next month. Thanks, Sarah. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.